Now he's getting caught behind a fancy. The finger's got up and Pattinson is back.
This time he's been bowled. Dane Patterson has got his man. He's left his off stump and it's cartwheeled out.
This is the talk of Trent Bridge.
I'm Matt Freeman, and as the Nottinghamshire squad enjoy a week off before finalising their pre-season preparations, two overseas outlaws checked in to look ahead to 2022. From Australia, James Pattinson shared his excitement at being able to commit to a full county campaign.
Being exposed to that full county season is something that I really wanted to do, so hopefully I can be there from the start to the end and lifting up some trophies.
Pattinson also gave a glowing assessment of the strength in depth to be found at Trent Bridge.
I was talking to Mull about the team the other day and I was sort of saying, geez, it looks a pretty handy team on paper, so hopefully we can string it all together.
And from South Africa, Dane Patterson recalled how Luke Fletcher urged him towards his 50-wicket milestone.
Fletcher went past 50 and then he became like a hype man, basically, and saying, right, that's 43, 44, 45, you're getting close. Then I like put my mind to it and like said like, okay, let's try and get to 50.
But first I asked Pattinson what made him so keen to return for a third stint with Notts.
Yeah, look, it's exciting. Obviously I retired from international cricket, so I suppose this is probably the stint that I'm probably looking most forward to, having a full season with Notts. Something that I've always wanted to do, and I sort of had a bit of a taste of 2017 was a really successful year, and I suppose probably the most enjoyable time of sort of my career in terms of playing cricket. I just loved it over there. I love the boys. I love Trent Bridge, and it was just a great place to be involved in, with a lot of history and just some fantastic people there. So, ever since that year, I sort of had a little bit of a taste in 2019, and I didn't play as much as I probably wanted to in terms of the four-day stuff, but we had some success with the one-days and obviously with the Ashes in 2019, where I had to leave and jet off to that. But I think just this year, knowing that I'll be there for a full season, with the boys doing really well last year, obviously the white ball cricket and the shorter format, the one-days and the T20 has been really successful over the last number of years, but obviously the first class cricket shot off last year and the boys had some really good success in that. So we'll be looking to hopefully continue that this year, and hopefully I can add my little bit to it and do well for the club.
Does that sort of family connection make it feel more special to be here as well? There's obviously your brother and a big family history in this part of the world as well.
Yeah, it is. Look, my mum's actually living over in Notts. She lives in West Bridgeford now. So, that was another decision. We've got a young family now, so she doesn't see them as much as she probably likes. So, yeah, I think just that family sort of connection, plus a lot of my close mates, Marl and Fletch, and a lot of the boys over there that, I'm really looking forward to getting back and seeing. And I suppose, I've built some really strong friendships from 2017, Franksy and Morsey, and obviously from 2017 to 19, it's been a bit of a changing team. Still got Slippery Samity still running around in the white ball stuff, but obviously and Hales as well and stuff. So there's still a fair few people that are still there. The first year of Ducky and Clarkey and those sort of guys was 2019, and they've really come on a lot since then, and the team looks like they're building to something really special. So I'm really looking forward to being involved in that. Getting back to Trent Bridge in those change rooms where you are now is a really special place. So it's just great to be around such a fantastic club, great supporters. It's something that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, spoke to Joe a couple of weeks ago, actually. He mentioned seeing you out in Australia and that all you could talk about with each other was Notts, really. That sort of, even when you're on the other side of the world playing BBL, that sort of Trent Bridge connection still coming through.
Yeah, definitely. I think, we're more excited about getting over to Notts and playing for Notts than we were anything else. So, I'm just pumped. I've been texting Fletch and Mull a fair bit saying it's not long now. So I think it's about 6 weeks until I'll be over there, and family's looking forward to it. Got another baby on the way that's going to be born in Nottingham, so that's another special thing as well. Obviously having a little child being born over there and born in Nottingham will be special as well.
Did you you talk about keeping tabs on the guys last year? What did you make of the form of the likes of Luke Fletcher, really, his Red Bull season last year?
Yeah, look, I was watching some highlights and it was fantastic to see Fletch taking wickets and doing laps of Trent Bridge. So hopefully there's a bit more of that to come. He's he's just one of those guys you love playing with. It was great to see him have the success he had last year. He's just the life of the party. He's one guy that, you love spending a dressing room with because he's always cracking you up laughing. And, it's great to see him have that success on the field and hopefully that can continue next year. On paper, it's a really talented team. I probably 2019 was probably, probably the hardest part of it was not having the success on the field in terms of the 4-day stuff, but to see the guys, almost, I suppose the team from 2017 changing so much to what it was in 19, there was obviously going to be that rebuilding phase. There was a few years there where there was, probably not as many wins as everyone would like, but, in sports that happens. And, I think, now with Morsy, he's, one of the best coaches I've ever had. So I'm looking forward to reuniting with him and cracking on as he says. So, it's going to be a really good year. I watched, obviously Dane Patterson last year do really well, for the club. And, it'd be really, really, exciting to bowl in tandem with him. And, obviously, Stu, if he's around, and Fletch is, there's Bawley and there's so many other bowlers as well. I was talking to Mull about the team the other day and I was sort of saying, geez, it looks a pretty, pretty handy team on paper. So hopefully we can string it all together. And, I think what makes it a really good team is not just the 11 players that are out there playing, but also the squad around them. And it was great to see, some young players, Everson and, Liam, Patterson White coming on last year as well. It was really good to see some young players like that come through as well. So hopefully the squad is going really well over there now. When I join up, it'll be, one of those transitions that it's going to be seamless and we just get stuck in and have a really good year.
And obviously with you being a big part of the 2017 promotion winning campaign with the Red Bull, what does it take to do that? What are the sort of things that define the promotion winning side?
Yeah, well, I suppose we had a few tough games early on. I think Leicester was one of the first ones that year and we were probably in a bit of a tricky situation. But I think, obviously having players stand up at right times, I think we've got a lot of match winners across the board in terms of, some really seasoned players. So, I think, anyone on their day is about, taking the moment and winning the game for your team. And I think, there's going to be players across this year. Hopefully it's not the same people all the time. It's going to be players that, contribute all through the year. And I think if, we can play to the talent that's in the team and do all the hard work and really have some fun out there, then I think, it should be a really exciting year. Just like it was in 2017 where, everyone just had some fun and we played some really, really good cricket, obviously with winning the white ball stuff that year. And then obviously getting promoted was a pretty special year. And, a lot of the guys still talk about that year being one of the most enjoyable years of their careers. I've seen Samet say that and a few others. So, hopefully that I can, come into a team and add that sort of dimension and hopefully add that sort of winning culture and that sort of energy and that sort of thing around the club, which, I think, holds a special place in my heart from 2017 and all the guys around there. It's just a great place to be involved in and hopefully I can get stuck in over there and it can be a fantastic season.
And what is it that appeals about being here for the whole season as well? It's the long campaigns, the county campaigns, but I suppose you get a lot of time together to come together as a team as well.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that I really wanted to. That's sort of hard being an overseas player and coming in just for a five-week stint or a few games here and there and just knowing that I'll be there for the full season. I'm really getting a full picture on everything throughout the whole year and being exposed to that full county season is something that I really wanted to do. So, hopefully I can be there from the end to from the start to the end and lifting up some trophies will be, we'll really cap off hopefully a really good year. And I think, speaking to a lot of the boys, you know, reading a lot of these, watching a lot of these podcasts, you know, it seems to be, everything seems to be going really well. You know, there seems to be a really good space around the group at the moment, and a lot of young guys, you know, really coming through, and a lot of the older guys in great spots as well. So hopefully, like I said, I can contribute in more ways than one, and hopefully, like I said, the goal is to win trophies and obviously get promoted at the end of the year.
Does that mean you see your kind of role change a little bit? I mean, there's a lot, like you say, a lot of guys now in their late teens, early 20s as part of that squad. Does that sort of mean that you have a different thing to do with them a bit?
Yeah, a little bit. I think, you know, I sort of, you know, try and lead on the field a little bit, and, you know, I play my cricket aggressively and with passion and stuff. So, you know, I'll be continuing to do that over there and hopefully take some of the younger guys with me and that sort of thing. And I think, you know, I don't know how much Stu will be around this year, but, you know, getting to bowl with him in 2017 was something really good. And, you know, I think a lot of guys, you know, even watching some of the younger guys around training and stuff can take a lot out of it. I know, you know, I definitely did, you know, bowling with him and, you know, some of the stuff, you know, obviously Reed, his captaincy, and obviously now Mull and, you know, all that sort of thing. So, you know, it's just one of those things that hopefully, you know, can help bring on some of the younger guys as well. And, you know, really, I suppose, you know, I was lucky enough to be with a really successful Victorian team as a 18, 19, 20 year old. So, you know, I've come from a winning culture most of my career. And, you know, hopefully, I suppose as a young kid, that's, you know, if you're involved in that early on and you get those wins and you come from a culture that has a lot of winning in it, it makes those games, you know, those games that could go either way, you know, a little bit easy, because you sort of know you've got that winning feeling in your body and that sort of thing, and you just know how to win games. So, you know, hopefully I can bring a little bit of that, and you know, if we can have a successful year, I'll be a happy man. So yeah.
And as you might have seen, the news of your signing went down pretty well with the Nottinghamshire support, and with, you know, full crowds hopefully expected as well. How much are you looking forward to being out in front of them on the field behind me?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things. Even the championship cricket over there, we don't get many people to the games, and I think just the passionate supporters over there. You know, the traditional cricket supporters come watch the 4-day games, and you know, it's really good. It's just a lovely place to play cricket over there. You know, there's you know, not many better places to play first class cricket than in England, where you've got some wonderful grounds over there with fantastic supporters. So, you know, that was always something that I really enjoyed, just the atmosphere. It's, you know, it's got that old style traditional cricket atmosphere to it, which I really love. So I'm, you know, really looking forward to that, and you know, walking down that race at Trent Bridge in front of the members and all that sort of thing is just something that, you know, when you do it, it's really special.
Last summer, Dane Patterson became the latest overseas recruit to endear himself to the members and supporters at Trent Bridge, and the seamer will return for a second summer in Nottingham this year. But first, there's a South African domestic campaign to be completed.
You find me in my hotel room in Port Elizabeth, because it was a T20 competition, so we're in like a soft bubble type thing, so we can like still go to restaurants and go to the shops, but... yeah, that's about it.
You're not probably not missing Nottingham too much at the minute, I want to thought, with those blue skies and sea views.
Yeah, I'll wait till the March.
I do actually miss them. Not so. Yeah, I can't wait to get back to Trent Bridge.
It's the perfect way to do it, though, really, isn't it? You're just avoiding winters all the time, back to South Africa, and yes, then back over here for the summer.
Yes, and a pre-season also. Yeah. I think it's one of my best pre-seasons that I've had in my whole entire career, just playing cricket. So
is that a better way around, do you think, just keeping that game practice rather than pre-season normally?
Yeah, I reckon it's a better way to go about it. I'd rather be like, I think you can be fit after pre-season fitness and that, but I think after one warm-up game, you can definitely feel it. Your body needs to get used to it and things like that. So I think this is a but better way of going around about it.
Now, now we'll talk about the winter and how you've been going in South Africa in a few minutes as well. But we want to try to look back at last summer first. Now, we've been doing a thing on the podcast where we sort of play commentary clips from previous games and see if people can work out which game from. And I've got to try and work out if I can do it on Zoom, which is always fun because it's a lot easier when there's someone sat in front of you. You can press play. So I'm going to try and play a clip to you. This is you were playing in this game, so you'll have missed the chance to hear the glorious commentary unfolding. But can you work out which game it was and what was going on here? It's quite a difficult one, I think, actually.
Next ball, D'Oliveira. It was a face. Always a little bit of hesitation here. D'Oliveira's going to have to put the afterburners on, and he's gone. He's gone.
Short and sweet. Does that one ring any bells?
Worcester?
Yeah.
Fletcher's run out.
Fletcher's run out, that's the one. And yes. And the yes. The subsequent celebration as well. Looked like he enjoyed that one.
Yes, I think he ran to the chapel and back again.
That was your second game, sort of second first class game for Notts. So at what point did the sort of Fletch bromance kick in? Was it already there by then?
Yeah, it was already there by then. I think we had a couple of walks around the boundary rope, and then things like just kicked off from there. So I think we were playing against Oxford University. Yeah, and then we just like took walks around the boundary because I had to keep moving because I had a back spasm. And then we just kept on like just spoke about things and how I should go about things and just took on like a house of fire, basically.
And in that game as well, I mean, we spoke about this on the podcast last week with Zach as well, but it's for bowlers, it seemed that the trip to Worcester last year was a bit of a grueler. How do you approach that out on the field when it's one of those games where it seems to be a bit of a feather bed and tricky to get anyone out, really?
Yeah, I think I nicked Roderick off, yeah. I think that's the only wicket I took. And basically, it was just Tom Moore standing by himself. I wonder if he was probably having chats to himself because there was no slips, nothing. So everybody was in front of the bat. And I just think when we rocked up there, we just knew that we were going to be in for the long haul, yeah. So yeah, I think me, Fletch, and Chapel, we caught a lot of vitamin D when Hass and Slats were batting. So yeah.
Could you tell the kind of importance of the result, though, considering what followed was obviously a bit of a winning run? Did you feel that draw was a big part of that?
Yeah, it was part of it because I think as a team, we showed character. Because I think if you get bowled out on a flat wicket and then you kind of have that pressure, will they do it again and stuff? But I mean, the way the two of them, how they batted and how they just took their time, never played a rash shot. So I mean, they were just like composed, and I think they would have still been batting today, actually.
Yeah, it seemed like it was going to be impossible to get them out in that game. But But what of your winter? We see a sevenfer in the first class comp not too long back, and you've brought up 100 wickets in the T20 format as well in the last week or two. How do you feel your game's been out there at the minute?
Well, it's been. I would have liked to play more because I came back home with a bone stress on my L5, so obviously I had to take like 8 weeks off. Not off, but still like doing like little work and then get back to bowling. And then the game that I was supposed to play, the numbers were a bit high, and then Cricket South Africa postponed that game. And then so basically I should have been playing that game and then played January, the 4-day games. So I played 2 4-day games and now T20 comp that we're busy with. And we have a 4-day game in the first week of March, and then the 1-day cup in March also. So yeah, but it's been good. Ball's coming out nicely, but there's still like still working on my rhythm and things like that, and just like ticking boxes. And so, yeah, it's going good.
Yeah, and on a personal level, must be nice to be back over there with Leo around. And obviously, you missed quite a large part of the summer of his sort of first few months. It's been nice to kind of reconnect out there.
Yeah, I think I was put in straight into work when I got home. So yeah, it was good to reconnect with the family. I think my fiance was like, right, it's your time now. So she was just like, so I just had to jump into work. But yeah, it's good to reconnect with family. But yeah, like again, I'm away from them now because I'm in PE. So it's been like at home, come back, and then like, so yeah. So it's good to see him growing up now. He's just putting the household under the pump there with him being so busy. So I had to do some baby proofing in the winter now also. So
it moves quickly. But yeah, what about this summer over here with Notts as well? Obviously, a few players being added to the ranks in the last few weeks as well. How excited are you about Jimmy Pattinson being part of that bowling attack first?
Yeah, I've heard lots of stories about Jimmy Pat when he was over there at Notts, like club legend. So excited to like share the dressing room with him. So I mean, it's actually gonna be a good year, but also a tough year because I think there's quite a good teams in the Div 2, and I think I've been looking through the squads already, and you just don't, there's no walkover side. So I think it's going to be a good, hard season coming up.
Yeah. And with your first season for Notts being a 50 wicket summer and a year which saw, you know, quite a bit of success out on the field for Notts, what would you sort of take as successful, I suppose, if we're sitting back down in September? What would you want to have achieved?
So might sound a bit bad, but I don't really put goals because or numbers, because at the end of the day, if you don't achieve it, then you like think like, what did I do wrong and things like that. But I mean, I'll still look back and think, maybe I could have bowled better in this game, maybe my rhythm wasn't good at this game. So yeah, I think when I got to 42 wickets and Fletch went past 50, and then he became like a hype man basically and saying, right, every wicket I took, he's just like, that's 43, 44, 45, you're getting close. And so yeah, so then I was like, okay, cool, I think I can get 50 now, because then I like put my mind to it and like said like, okay, let's try and get to 50, and then got to 54. So yeah, all in all, that was a successful season. I think having fun and doing well, I think that was the recipe to success. Just not putting added pressure on myself and that. So I think just like enjoying being out there with the lads. So yeah, I think that was the recipe to success.
That's Dane Patterson checking in from South Africa. And that's it for this week's podcast. We'll be back next week with more from the home dressing room as the 2022 season moves ever closer.